I am seamless. A few moments ago, when I prepared the thought for today, I said it's the instant illumination, and I am spiritually illumined. Well, now it really is instant illumination, and I am seamless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Yes, I am seamless. Seamless means to be without beginning and without end. Seamless means that there is no seam. There is no place that is put together. Have you ever looked closely at your body and checked all the parts of your body and all the areas of your body and said, gee, now, it looks like I might have been stuffed in here like a sausage, because there are places where there appears to be a seam on the outside. And you think to yourself, my goodness, do I have in my body seams? Am I a being that is created out of seams? That's because this is a physical body. That's because this is a temporary body. And, you know, we can certainly be assured of that. Now, we are seamless. When we start to look at our spiritual self and see our spiritual self as the illumined beings that we are, we will find that all the seams in our physical body cease to be. Oh, come on, Herb, now, that's way out. Yes, it is, isn't it? And that's what I like to do, is do things way out. But consider this. The more perfect you are in your thinking, the more perfect I am in my thinking, the more perfect I think in every possible way, the more perfect my body is, the more perfect my life is, the more perfect my world is, the more perfect I am. Now, it's not that I get perfect, it's just that I begin to realize it. I begin to see this. I begin to experience this and know this. And as I begin to experience and know this, then it becomes my reality. What reality do I want? What sort of an experience do I want? Do I want to live in the wholeness and the purity and the goodness that I am? Or do I want to live in the concept that I am always going to be imperfect? I'm always going to have seams on my body. I'm always going to have seams in my life. I'm always going to have a beginning and an end to me. Well, you see, when we let go and let God in us, be us, through us, as us, as it only can be, then we are seamless. To be without a seam means we have no beginning and end. We're not a stuffed sausage. And even a sausage has very little seam in it. Have you ever noticed? The sausage has very little seam going around the whole thing. It just is at the end where it's stuffed in. There is a seam. Now, do you have a seam in your body? Many of us do. Many of us have not yet claimed our seamless perfection, our oneness, our allness with our divine within. The more radiant, the more glorious, the more wonderful we conceive ourselves to be and think ourselves to be and live in that consciousness, the more everything in our world is seamless. The more our bodies sort of dissolve any seam that might ever have been there. And we are just a total beingness. We are totally perfect in every possible way. When a doctor does an operation on you, he wants his very best to leave no scar. And how does he leave no scar? Well, he grafts the skin in a perfect way, or he knits the skin together in a perfect way, or he uses certain salves or ointments to have the scar go away. My goodness sakes. If a physical person can cause the seams, the scars, the tears in our body to disappear, then that must be our natural state. That must be our natural state. Well, why then do we conceive of ourselves as having any seams in our body at all? Well, we like to say, I'm only human. We like to say, that's the way it is, and that's the way I'll have to live with it. That's just life, the way it is. And doggone, I don't know if I could even stand to be so perfect, to be so seamless, to be so wonderful. Well, I guarantee you, you can, and so can I. As we have every thought we think, a divine thought, as we have every action we take, a divine action, as we have everything that we think, say, and do, divine, then that seamless reality of us manifests. But, my friends, but you will find that as you enter into a seamless consciousness, you will never remember that you were not seamless. You will always believe and know that seamlessness is all that you are. And that's how you will live, and that's how you will be. So why not begin today living in the consciousness of I am seamless? Living in the consciousness that everything I do, think, say, act upon in any way is glorious and good. I am glorious and good. I am God. I am the creator of the universe. I am the allness. And as we enter into that reality in our thinking, as I take that upon myself to know that I am the allness, then there is no otherness. Then I am seamless. Be that today. Claim that today. Recognize today you are seamless. You are the allness. You are the purity. You are the oneness. I am the oneness. I am seamless. I am great. I am wonderful. Say these words for yourself as I say them for myself, and join with me as the miracle of seamlessness is yours today, for it surely is. I love you. I love you. I love you.